Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Alt Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7. I'm Brandy here, getting ready for Wing Fest this weekend and joined with the Wing King, Drew Cerza, and we have Jim here from Bocce Club Pizza.
Hello.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, Brandy. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you can take off the wing hats and the blue cheese.
It's not TV.
No. Although you get the vibe. We're ready for
ready
this
to
weekend.
Go. Yeah.
And, you know, when you think, well, when I think about Wing Fest, I'm thinking about all of the great places locally that we have that are going to be featured. But that's kind of not true at Wing Fest. There's a lot of other places out of state and international that you have coming for this year's Wing Fest.
Yeah, we've got, we got Bocce. Bocce comes with wings and pizza. You know, you got the Anchor Bars of the world, Gabriel's Gate. But we've got three international restaurants this year, one from London, England, one from Mexico, and one from the St. Thomas Virgin Islands, which technically, I guess, they're not international.
Right.
They're pretty far.
So they're coming a long way.
His flight got canceled yesterday because of the hurricane, he's coming in today. So, Boneheads from Rhode Island, Booties from Surprise, Arizona, from New York State, from Binghamton, 20 different restaurants and over 100 different styles of sauces. So Buffalo Wings have taken off across the country and across the world. It's unbelievable what started at the Anchor Bar in 1964.
Definitely.
Yes. And I've been doing it for 18 years. This will be my 18th year. And it's amazing to meet the people that come. And they get so excited when they win an award for their wings. They can come home and brag about it. They won in Buffalo, New York.
And you got to see people, too, that are coming in from all over the place.
Yes.
You know, it's out of state. God. And, I do have to ask you, have you tried the wings from London yet?
Not theirs.
Okay.
No, but
there was
one
last year, Drew, that had that strawberry wing, right?
Oh, my
really?
God. Sticky wings. They had a strawberry
wing. It was
wing,
outstanding.
Believe it or not, that was just everybody. They're still talking about it.
It sounds good.
I've been trying to bring a copy for ages.
See, go to Bocce. Strawberry wings.
Strawberry wings.
Well, there's
delicious.
So many different things to try, especially this year, the vegan wings, which you got to tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, a place called Root and Bloom over on Elmwood Avenue. And I've never had a vegetarian wing I liked. I've only tried it once. But somebody said you got to go check them out. So they make it with a jackfruit, which is kind of this fruit has a shredded texture, almost like a pork. And it's double deep fried in this, a breaded mix. And then his sauce.
Their sauce
is tremendous.
It was medium like a peach habanero.
Yes.
I saw.
Very good sauce.
Yeah, he's got traditional medium peach habanero and barbecue. And they're really tasty.
We're chatting right now with Wing King Drew Cerza and Jim, owner of Bocce Club Pizza. Well, we have to talk about this, and I know you've probably tired about talking about the ranch.
Is it time already?
Here we go, the big battle.
Geez.
But nice so everybody's obviously a little upset, but I want to approach it from this angle. Hidden Valley is actually going to be taking donations, am I right? And they will be matching them for the Food Bank of Western New York.
Yep. Correct. I give Hidden Valley credit for going into the Lions Den.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they know this is a blue cheese city here in Buffalo.
Yep, blue cheese nation.
And they stepped up and, they sucked
they're
it up.
The
they're
challenge.
Coming in.
They're taking the challenge.
Taking
the challenge,
You know, and they're, the thing about what's going on is nobody's bashing Hidden Valley. They're bashing the idea of putting ranch, dipping a chicken wing in ranch.
Now it's unholy.
Blasphemy. So what's happened is over 18 years, we have people from all over the country come in. I mean, actually, the Visit Buffalo Niagara folks tracked from all 50 states.
That's crazy.
And 46 different countries. I get asked and emailed all the time, why no ranch, why no ranch? That's what we have in our hometown. So this year, I talked to Hidden Valley because they've been trying to come in. I said, sure, let's do this.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, think I was Bon Jovi taking the Bills to Toronto.
You can't get over it.
Wow.
It's a discussion.
Now I started National Blue Cheese Day last year. Talk about the irony.
Yep.
I am true blue.
And now you're bringing in the ranch.
Yeah.
Right.
So
but
believe me.
We're more inclusive now.
You have to be. And,
accepting. We're very accepting.
I called the top 10 wing joints and texted them, including Bocce, Lenova, Anchor Bar, Duff's, Gabriel's Gate, Elmo's, Bar Bill, all of them. And I ordered wings. And I said, can I get ranch on the side? Everyone said, not a problem, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Because
you have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you what know, the customer people wants. Serve it. Yeah.
Of course. And people actually, they like it with their pizza, too. Dip the ranch and blue cheese.
But you know what? This is an opportunity to show how passionate Buffalo can be about something.
Oh, definitely.
And blue cheese, I think we showed our passion for blue cheese. Blue cheese and the Bills.
It's almost more about the blue cheese than the wings.
I know.
They're very proud about their blue cheese.
We should have a blue cheese chugging contest.
Hey, I mean, stranger things
come up with it, Drew, next year. Blue cheese chug.
We got to incorporate it this year.
Blue cheese against ranch.
See, Brandy, see, you bring the best out of us.
Well, I am a blue cheese girl. I mean, I could just eat the blue cheese.
You got a blue shirt on right now.
Yeah, well,
a blue jacket.
I had to be ready.
All blue.
You mentioned the Bills, too. So Josh Allen's favorite plays from his college days is going to be there.
Yes, Double Dubs. Yeah, so this guy Trent from Double Dubs, he's in Laramie, Wyoming, the home of University of Wisconsin. He calls me every year for the last 5 years.
Okay.
Nice guy, but he's got a double-decker food truck. Mm-hmm. So it's like a double-decker bus.
Right.
He cooks on the bottom, and people walk upstairs and eat on the second tier.
Very cool.
And tailgating that. So he calls me this year and says, hey, you know, this year might be different. You know a guy named Josh Allen. I said, I don't know him, but I know who he is.
Yeah, we all know
everybody knows Josh Allen.
Of course.
I said, well, if he tweets out that he wants you there, I'll bring him in. Josh has been here for a year. He knows.
Yeah.
He goes to the barbell. He knows Wayne's.
Yep.
Doesn't Josh Allen call me 5 minutes later, 10 minutes on the phone, pitching this restaurant to come? And I'm like, okay, Josh, they're in.
And
they're coming.
So how do you choose, like, who's going to be at Wingfest?
You know, I do a lot of research, so I might go pick somebody. We get a lot of inquiries, but the first thing is just talking one-on-one with the owner on the phone. And if you can feel that passion and they really are into wings, it's not just the appetizer item. It's their plate, center of the plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the first step.
Very
and then
cool.
we right. taste the sauces.
Yeah, because then you know that they're passionate about it.
Right.
They're
they
want to
be there.
Good.
They want to prevent, you know,
exactly.
Sauces.
And of course, Bocce, best pizza. So you got with the wings.
Thank you. Been doing pizza all 18 years.
What
now.
You just got written up in New York Times or who was it?
Wall Street Journal.
Sorry, that's incredible.
Hey, Drew, come on, the Wall Street Journal.
Buddy. Did you tell them to give your customers ranch too?
There didn't come up. Thank God. I don't want to be in the middle of that.
You don't
want to
go there.
No, I don't want to be in the middle of that.
Plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Drew and Jim, for coming in today. Wingfest this weekend. You can get tickets at the gate, right?
Yes. Yep. $5 to get in, and kids 8 and under are free.
Thank you guys
so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brandy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.